The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of fucking December. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time, pretty much. This is very late at night, so the energy is going to be low. But we're waiting for the coffee to kick in. And I say coffee, I mean 9 coffees. So let's get a rocket up, my shitter. Let's do it. As usual, plugging stuff up top. Tour dates are pretty much, I mean, fuck's sake. Go on to shine.net, see if I'm in your area. There's tickets. There might be some for Cold Rain. There might be, and I mean a handful. There might be some for Cold Rain. There might be some for some other fucking place that I'm playing. But I can't even remember. You know what I mean? It's like Downpatrick, Larne, fucking wherever, Lisburn. A lot of them are sold out. You know what I mean? Because that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? When you're bringing the absolute thunderous fire. So that's the tour tickets. Lavery's is tomorrow. I haven't been there in a month due to family commitments. A.K.A. can't get a fucking minute. Child. Etc. So I've been there in ages, and tomorrow night I'm headlining, because, you know what I mean, it's my own club, and event, you know, about once a year I abuse that, and I go, do you know what, step aside, bitches, let me fucking dance in my own fucking place, you know what I'm saying? So there you have it. And that's tomorrow, Lavery's is tomorrow, that's on the 4th of motherfucking December. Christmas gig at Lavery's will be the 18th of December, and we've got Chris Kent, who's going to be unbelievable, and we have Shane Todd, who, so it's kind of like a double header. Normally we do the Comedian's Christmas Do, but this year it's happening at the Limelight on the 15th of December, and it's a charity gig for a little boy who's very fucking sick. So we're raising money for him. And then the only other thing I have to plug is really the Odyssey tickets. They added more tickets to both dates. So if you want to go on there and get the limited ticks, bitch, you know, for the 11th, they've released some tickets for the 11th as far as I know, and that will be the first date, if anyone was looking for tickets for that. So it's all very exciting, guys. Holidays are coming. Everybody's coming. Coming on your face. Come. You know what I mean? I'm literally killing time so that I can play the intro. You know what I mean? Surely I should be paying some kind to do this at some point. Right about here, baby. Unbelievable. Yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. Jettis. It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Fuck you. Yes, bitch. So, I mean, that's what happens. You know, as soon as you take in December, everyone's like, fucking Christmas is coming. I have a strange relationship with Christmas because they weren't that great in my house. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, this is the thing. And I don't want to talk shit about anybody, but like, when I grew up, you know, at a certain point, and here's a playlist called Perverted Christmas Songs. At a certain age, whenever you sort of had to take a bit of independence, and, you know, maybe your parents are like, okay, we're not going to be home to this time. You're going to be home at 3 or 3:30 or 4. Why don't you make the dinner? Then I started cooking, okay? And then I got, you know, if Geddes is going to try something, immediate mastery, and that's it. Apart from most things, a lot of sports and weight loss. But you know what I'm saying? You want me to cook bolognese because it's simple? And all of a sudden, I'm from motherfucking Italy. My name is Davy Bartoli. And all of a sudden, I'm Russian but Italian. I move around. I'm in ball of the mafias. It's fine. Do you like lasagna, bitch? bro, my fucking bolognese is world class. And here's another thing. I don't even fucking like it. Do you know what I mean? But you'll eat that and be like, Colin, were you in the mafia? And I'll be like, people eat it and go, this is so good. Were you in the mafia? Were you in prison because of Italian mafia type things? And I'd be like, don't forget about it. You know? Cutting the fucking garlic with a razor blade like I'm in Goodfellas. So I got quite good at cooking. Now when I look back at Christmas, I'm like, it was such... Because no one could cook. I cook a bit. But both my parents were like... You know, it was like the biggest fucking hassle in the world to try and cook a full turkey. And they were like, oh my God, it's burnt, it's this, it's whatever. I think one year they absolutely clean fucked it. In hindsight now, they were probably shit-holed by about 10 o'clock in the morning. So they were like, accidentally burnt a turkey. I thought if I cooked it, you know, 10 at night last night, it'd be quicker, but I've left it in the cooker ever since. So who wants turkey jerky? So that was a... What? I don't know what the fuck that is. The dinner was never good. It was fucking... It was always just like... There's certain things bother me. Like, if I watch a game show, I'm like, that reminds me of a boring Saturday night. And then Christmas is like, there's just certain things happen where you're like, oh man, this just seems like long. You know when you get off school, but then no one's really doing anything. And you're like, oh, I'm so fucking bored. All the Christmases were bored. Boredom. You know, and I quickly realized there was no Santa because I was like, oh, I want a bike. And, you know, obviously I was talking about a bike for about 7 months. Or when you're a kid, it feels like 7 months. It's probably like three days. You're like, I want a bike. And then, you know, all of a sudden I started playing football or whatever. And then I was like, here, guess what I want tomorrow? A Man United baseball cap. And I don't know why, but it was like, get me a fucking Man United baseball cap. Because I was a big fan of Eric Cantona. And sure enough, the baseball cap didn't arrive. And I was like, this Santa guy is a fucking fraudster. I don't have my Man United baseball cap. I don't know. It was just fucking boring. And then you grow up and then, you know, meet Maureen. She's got a big family and everyone enjoys cooking her. And I'm like, okay, this is how you do it. Do you know what I mean? My dad will be like, what are you doing for Christmas? He's like, oh, fucking whatever I can do. I'll just lock myself in a garage and hopefully, you know, people don't come around here till mid-January. And I'll just eat fucking... You know, little cubes of cheese and pickled onions until I fucking barf up red wine. But now I'm like, I like it. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to it. I remember, there's one Christmas day, and this is the type of wanker I am. This is the type of fucking, you know, anti-establishment child I was. The amount of times people were like, don't do that. That's bad or whatever. And I was like, do you know what? Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. I have to check it myself. Do you remember when Harp had the ring pull and it pulled off like this and just left a hole in the can? Someone was like, don't touch that because that's really, really sharp. And I went, what do you know, you fucking high-tech silver shadow wearing weirdo? So I stole one, took it up to the bathroom and just took my thumb out and just went and cut it nearly to the bone and went, okay, they weren't lying. That is definitely sharp. And they were, my parents were like, what are you doing, you fucking idiot? And I was like, well, I couldn't take your word for it, could you? Could I? You know, you cunts are up here drinking fucking Harps. I can't just be fucking taking your statements at face value. You know what I mean? I got to do my research. Took it upstairs and you took my fucking thumb off. You know what I mean? What can you do? Also, they were like, here's a candle on the table. Don't be touching this candle. It's fire. It'll burn you. And I was like, shut the fuck up. What do you know? And then as soon as they walked in the kitchen, I took like a paper napkin, big red one, big Christmas one, unfolded it and just held it over the flame and it went on fire and I went, oh, look at that, by God, it is on fire. And the flames went higher and it burned. And then I dropped it on the table like that, which also had like a festive sort of paper thing on it, and it went on fire and I basically burnt the fucking Christmas table down, you know? On Christmas Day. And I was like, Jesus Christ, bro, the fucking Schlur. I wonder, have Schlur ever, like, I wonder if they released Schlur for a full year to see what their numbers would be. Do they sell more like across the year? Or would they just sell it all at Christmas? Because I know a guy when I was at school and he was like, oh mate, and he's probably been a wanker, you know what I mean? Like one of these fucking hipstery types. And he's like, dude, my drink, the only thing will pass my lips is Bacardi and Schlur. Now, I don't know whether he was being a total weirdo. I mean, I know, you know, our good friend Michael Coyle, shout out to him. His girlfriend drinks Sambuca and Coke, and you're like, now, at what point do you like that? Or at what point is it a good talking point? People go, are you drinking Sambuca and Coke? And you go, yeah, I'm crazy, aren't I? And they go, fucking hell, man, you're nuts. That's the type of guy I am. Because it couldn't possibly be nice. You know what I'm saying? I did a gig in Daly's the other day in Oma. I had a fucking one of these throat sweet things, because I'd be screaming my head off for two nights in a row. And I took it and it smelled like aniseed, and there was a girl like, can I get a photo of you? And then she stood beside me and she said, hey, oh my God, who had Sambuca? And she's like, ugh. So basically no one likes Sambuca and Coke. But yeah, the Schlur thing's interesting. Man, can I have a Bacardi and Schlur? It's nice though, tell you what, it's fucking nice when you get a Frosty the Perv, here we go.
Balls made out of snow. Frosty the pervert. All the kids.
How boring is your life where, like, you know, you're like, do you know what is an absolute scandal? If we take the words of Frosty the Snowman and go Frosty the Pervert, oh my God, when you die, Janet. Janet, when you fucking die. Rudolph the Deep Throat Reindeer.
He's a homo of faggots and girls don't affect him. Loves to stuff gerbils and fists.
Butthole. Nearly. Shit. I'll try and predict the words.
Homo of faggots and girls don't affect him. Loves to stuff gerbils and fists up his
beehole.
Surely you recall the most limp-wristed reindeer of all. Rudolph the deep throat reindeer wore a skirt and pantyhose.
It's, how is it like so homophobic, but against a made up reindeer that's not even real?
And if you ever saw him, you would know it once he blows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They said he was a fag deer and threw snow on him to kill the flames.
What?
They said he was a fag deer and threw snow.
You're a fag deer, bro. Never mind a reindeer. That's the biggest stretch of all time. You're a fucking reindeer. Yeah, you're a fag deer. Who wrote this? Why? What's the point of this? Like, you know what I mean? Coke Zero. I do nothing but drink diet sodas on this motherfucking podcast. Sodas brew, couple of diet cukes. Who sat at home and were like, man, now this is a quarter of a million hits on it, but you know, you're like, you don't be good, man. Bit of a stretch. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? What about Rudolph the Deep-Throat Reindeer? I mean, I feel like it would have been more of an open net to be like, Rudolph the Red Dick or something, Red Cat, you know what I mean? Except she's just turned into like some sort of full, like, one of those God hates fags guys. Rudolph's a big fat faggot. Takes it right inside his shitter. Something going to hell because he's a fucking big fat queer faggot.
Then one horny Christmas Eve, Santa.
Just this fucking mad bitch at home is like, I don't know where the rage comes from, but the idea alone of a faggot reindeer makes me want to blow my fucking head off.
To say,
Mrs. Claus is on the rag. Suck me dry, you reindeer fag.
So what's happened here, just to paint a picture for you, that's the voice of Santa, who's obviously black, and he's going, listen, man, Mrs. Claus is on the rag. The wife's on the period, so hey, you fucking gay reindeer, suck me No doubt there'd be a joke about a sack in here somewhere.
Why, sure, Santa. It'll be my pleasure.
Now how the elves all love him as they.
What do we skit for the middle of that? Oh, hello, I'm Santa, the wife won't have sex with me. Hey, you know it's like as good as having sex with Mrs. Claus. If a deer sucks me off.
Shout it out.
The visuals for this video also are just pairs of Jordans.
With glee, Rudolph, you deep throat.
Like, that's what cracks me up. At some point, someone has been in, like, a similar scenario to what I am, in front of a microphone, with a sheet in front of them, like, something the faggots, something about an imaginary deer, faggot,
reindeer, will you please go down on me?
Oh, she's looking licked out by the deer. Middle eight. Then a DJ be like, oh, this is where the solo will be.
Then one horny Christmas Eve, Santa,
they're both gonna fuck all the reindeers.
I had to say,
Rudolph, now you turn around. I feel like getting my dick brown. I feel like getting my dick round.
Point your pole north.
Now you turn around. I feel like getting my dick round.
Okay, Santa, point your pole north.
Surely a reindeer would do a little round sort of Malteser-esque dance now.
I'm ready.
Be more like playing snooker. This is imaginary black Santa fucking a deer that can talk. Blowjobs, yeah! If you donate £1 a month to sexually assaulted reindeers, we can rehome him and make sure that Santa Claus never thrusts his bulb deep into his Gary Glitter ever again, and that's just how we roll. There's Maureen on the phone. What are you doing now? Podcast, baby! You know what I mean? So there you go. Once again, this, I feel like it's a crazy time, you know what I mean? We're very mad time in our life. And I've come out here and I've delved into something that I just, you know, I was fully committed to. I wasn't going to back out of that song. And that's it. That's just Rudolph getting molested by Black Santa. What is going on? I'll give you one more. Here we go.
Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
It's mad because his dad's gay for Santa.
Underneath the mistletoe last night, I finally understand his obsession with Streisand and why he's such a dedicated Liza Minnelli fan. Oh, I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus, and I'm not saying it was wrong or right.
Now, that had absolutely 0 point to it. He was basically going, I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus. And then he's like, but I'm not really going to commit to saying whether that's right or wrong. Maybe that's a sexual preference. He likes to do it with beers and deliver presents with a year. I don't want to say, but I think my mother should know because it's inevitably going to break up the family. And then you're like, okay, what? And it was posted on the 27th. Of December 2007. What a sad year. And also I will add that this is animated, and I've dabbled I've dipped a toe in the animation world, and it's a 46 second video that probably took fucking forever. What is the point of that video? I'm gonna commit a lot of time to animating this clip, and I'm basically, what are you trying to say, bro? You know, is this a cry for help? So my dad kissing someone, and I'm not too judgmental about it, but what I will say is, at the end of the day, you're still cheating on my mother. So if you're going to tongue kiss a guy with a white beard in the living room, I'm afraid I'm going to have to tell fucking Tanya. Is that okay?
Oh, Jesus Christ, the net.
Let me just see real quick. Where's the fucking... I'm trying to... there was a clip. Oh, someone sent it to me. Where the fuck would I find this? Right, bear with me. I'm going to try and find it. Santa... just call on Google and shit, you know what I mean? What I will fill you in on right now, guys, is I'm not going to answer any questions on this podcast anymore. What I do is I hold fire and I answer them on a separate video podcast, and that goes on the Patreon. Now, it won't be me just answering questions. Usually what happens is I someone will ask me about something, you know, and I'll talk a bit more on it. So essentially, we're going to get more content. So this is supposed to be the Shangle Road, is it? Oh, God almighty! That song, bro. Fucking hell. I mean, is that from this year? They have Santa. Is that the Shangle? Going down the Shangle to Superflex. Oh, the worst song of all time. I mean, see if you're talking about the loyalist people, they're like, we're keeping this culture alive. We're keeping the fucking, we keep this culture. Do you know what the culture is? Keeping fucking, like, turn of the millennium hard house alive that no one gives a shit about anymore. You can't dance to this unless you've got a fucking blue WKD in your hand, and that's a fact. And there's something about them lads, you know what I mean? Those lads, like, fucking you, we're all getting a fucking bus to see a Rangers match. You know, and all the lads are drinking fucking, like, peach, what do you call them? Fucking Archer's peach, what do you call them? Fucking... Bro. This is the type of thing would have been in that Energy 106 thing in the in-shops, and it would have been like, this is imported, mate. It's $14.99 for a single. I'll be honest, I'm no stranger to being, like, in a dude's bedroom when we're all 14 and he has a set of, like, Argos CD decks and we're all just fucking standing around like, that's it, mate. That's fucking heavy, mate. You know what I mean? Someone's shouting up the stairs, you're fucking dinner ready! He's like, shut the fuck up, I'm in the mix, man! I'm in the mix. No one was old enough to smoke fags or anything, so they're like, Mom, we'll go outside, we'll take a break, mate, we've been in the fucking lab too long, Mom, we'll go for a fucking tip tap. Mate, I'm stressed up. I'm stressed out from just being deep in the fucking flex here, mate. Deep in the mix, you know what I mean? My fucking hands are on fire from twisting knobs, you know what I mean? No homo. Come on, we'll take a break. What do you want to do? Get a fucking one of them. It's like a belt. It looks like a belt, but it's like fucking chewing gum. I'm a flex, flex, super flex. What is this like? I'm a flex, flex, super flex. I don't know where the brand Traitor was from, but I remember a dude around my street. You know, like, one of the parents, was like, our kid is going to be the kid that dresses nice. And she got him, like, an all-white outfit. And where were Traitor jeans from? I bet you they were from, like, fucking Primark or something, but no one knew. The dude's wearing a pair of white Traitor jeans. And he was on, like, a rope swing on this tree that someone had made. And he fell and got dirt on them. And he was, crying in a way that, like, if someone went, you know... When you go home tonight, someone's gonna shoot you dead. And he was just like, I can't go home. I've got fucking muck in my white jeans, you know? And then popped his fucking his Walkman on and press play. I'm a flex, flex, super flexible, pop a finger, pop a nice. I'm a flex, flex, super flexible, pop a finger, pop a nice. I'm a flex, flex, super flexible, pop a finger, pop a nice. I'm a flex, flex, super flexible, pop a finger, pop a nice. The funny thing is, you know, nothing fucking gets a party going like shit like that. She and Todd's wedding. Pete Snodden came in at like 12 o'clock and just played shit like this, and the place went fucking bananas. Big Davy Elliott dropping cunts with elbows. This is just turning to me just... I probably get... How many hits has that got? 250,000? Fucking hell, I'm going to get ripped off YouTube again. I shouldn't be playing music. Every mad club in Northern Ireland in the 90s, early 2000s. Yes, mate! Yes, mate! What other shit is like that? What's this? Sorry, I'm just trying to... Oh, mate! Now, here's a funny story about this. I'll not mention the dude's name because he's a fucking full-blown doctor right now. We were at a club. So what is the club now? This dude fell asleep on a chair with his head on a stack of speakers with this at full clip. And this is before the days when phones had like cameras and stuff, but it would have been hilarious to just take a video. And this place is ripping, like, and he's literally got his head against the fucking, the big fucking subwoofer thing. He's like, once again, Energy 106 shot, mate. That's $27.99 because that's coming from Holland. That one, made out of fucking weed strap tilt. Saying that, this is the type of shit, you know, you see those AVA videos or AVA, whatever the fuck it's called, and everyone's like trying to be cool and they're wearing like fucking tennis gear from the 70s. What's that, bruh? Trying to look cool, just trying to get on the fucking GoPro footage. And then some, like, if someone threw this in the middle, you might actually see some action. Dude, I fucking put one of those things on one time and I was like, oh, whatever, techno. And I was like, what is this shit? You know what I mean? I know there's like house and then it gets real minimalist and it's real deep and it's like, and there's not much happens. And then this techno one was like, it was like something had broken. Literally like you were trying to DJ and the thing was just going, and everyone's like, fucking, I love this, mate. Big build up for like fucking 10 minutes. I was like, these aren't even fucking noises. What is this? Meanwhile, you drop this shit. Oh shit. Heavy shit, bro. I mean, I'm getting kicked off YouTube. I mean, this nearly... You see, I think my problem was the last times... Bro, this is just me reliving shit. Mate, what is this? Mate. You see if a club opened in Belfast, see if they reopened the beach club and just played shit like this. It'd be the biggest club in Belfast. Because there's probably a lot of those weird house nights. I remember going out for someone's birthday to like... It wasn't Steph Kitten. I don't forget what fucking form it was at that time. And they were like, oh yeah, Simeon Mobile Disco's on. And I was standing there like, this is fucking shit. And I was like, when is this cunt on? And they're like, oh, he's been on for like an hour. And I was like, oh, because that beat hasn't changed in 3 hours. No wonder you need fucking yolks up your hoe. Love this. See, across the board, whatever type of genre it is, I like things that are like sound dirty, you know what I mean? If it's like bluesy shit or if it's like hip hop or whatever, it's gotta have a bit of like, ooh. Bro, that shit would make you infertile. Fucking right. Unbelievable. I don't know what happened. This is suck me trance. I don't know. It's one of them things, like, there probably is a scene for it somewhere, but when did it get all like, I think there's probably a lot of people listening to fucking like, how, you know, like house type music or whatever fucking EDM bullshit, and they're like, they just are like, yeah man, it's something to put on in the background when you're in the fucking K-hole. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like anyone's fucking actually into it. This one's called Firewire, remember this too. Honestly, I probably had all these on like a fucking, you know, like you buy one of those packs, got 8 CDs in it. Beats, bro. See if I, like, I know a couple of DJs that are fucking doing work, like. But then the ones I know probably would throw something like that in the mix just to be like, get that into you fucking teenage pricks. Firewire, like.
Wire.
Back in the day, you know, now this guy is without a doubt probably German. He's like, I tell you, there's two words that rhyme for me, and the one is fire and the other one is wire. And basically we go into the studio with those two ideas, and then the next thing what we do is I lift up my eyelid and I stick two tabs of acid onto them and I just see where the mood takes me. You know what I'm saying? Fisting music. Oh yeah. Do you have any gay reindeers? Fire. I have a sack full of goodies.
Fire.
For your anus.
Wire.
Bro, I'm so getting chucked off the internet. Man. This is the type of asshole I am. I'll probably buy decks tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? Listen to one song. And I'm like, bro, I'm buying fucking decks, mate. Now, what I do, this is more of an incentive to sign up to the Patreon, and there's no money limit on it. It's whatever you want to donate. It can be $1, it can be $20. You all get the bonus material, but that bit will probably make more sense than me just remembering when I was like fucking 15, when just a bunch of dudes would just be like, mate, come on round, the fuck, we're going to a disco, we're going to fucking the ice bowl later, we'll come round to my house, get a couple of fucking Red Bulls, get really fucking energised, you know what I mean? I have a fucking tin of red wax, Dax wax on the fucking radiator, just ready to get lit as fuck, you know what I mean? Firewire, mate. Yeah, there's definitely been some cunts leaning over DJ, but it's like, mate, Firewire. What is it? Firewire. You know what I mean? I mean, how fucking stupid is it requesting things from a DJ, like? I know there's fucking 500 people here, mate, but would you play a thing that I like specifically? You know what I mean? And as if, like, you know, the club's open for, like, 4 hours or something. You're like, here, play it now. And the guy's like, no, we're obviously just, it's early in the night. No, see, after you play this, play Born Slippy. I know dance music, man. I don't know anything. But yeah, what about the Santa on the Shankle, bro? Look at that, there's some woman dancing with Santa. You know the Santa's just a guy just out of jail. It looks like he's chatting her up there. All right, we'll have a bit of crack and we'll love and see later on. I take this beard off and fucking fold you up like a dick turtle. I mean. And they don't know what they're doing there. They literally have one of those Chinese fucking dragons. With the hat on. I think you got me. What do you got in there? I don't know. What's culture? What's gonna fucking make us look like culture and not just a bunch of fucking grown adults taking fucking ease in the street, mate? You know what I mean? Unbelievable. Anyway, what have I been up to? Not a lot. I mean, we're still trying to get in to the motherfucking rhythm of trying to get into the rhythm of looking after this baby, man. Oh my god, tough. And here's the worst bit. My sister got a puppy, right? And we were able to call in. We didn't have the baby with us. It was being minded, thank Christ. Not as in we needed really, I'm just like, there are people who can look after this baby if we need to ever do something. So we call into my sister, she's like, we got this puppy, and oh my god. You have no idea how crazy it is looking after a puppy. And you're like, I'll be honest with you, I have a baby now, and I actually don't even give, I love dogs, like, but I was like, I actually don't even give a fuck about this dog right now. I know it's cute, but it's not cute enough for me to even be excited about seeing it, because I have an actual baby child now who definitely looks like me when he's shitting. And this dog's fucking plodding about and biting my fucking laces. She goes, my sister's like, don't let him bite your laces. And I was like, with these shoes on, bro? You know, I'm wearing a pair of fucking Nike duck boots. I'm like, he bites the fucking laces. Be the last fucking thing he ever bites. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she got some sort of cocker spaniel, which immediately reminded me of it was in Donegal. Everyone had their fucking dogs tied up at this place we were camping. It was a lovely cocker, this English dude. Yeah. What age is the bitch? No, the cocker. Lovely cocker. Yeah, cocker. Sweet cocker, bitch. Yeah, nice cocker, bitch, man. And we had the Black Labrador at the time, which we still don't know what happened to this day. Literally, like a movie, it went dark. And there was, like, clouds in the sky, and he never came back. And I'll never forget about it. Now, there was a lot of farms around here, and did he enjoy eating sheep? Yes, he fucking did. Him and the Jack Russell Lemmy, who had to be rehomed. Them two got together and they're like, listen, it's just a couple of dudes hitting the fields, tearing the necks out of sheep, you know what I mean? Blah. So I dare say he either got stolen, lost, or fucking a farmer might have just had enough of his bullshit, which seems to just be the fucking way you do it around here. Not to put a price on life, but you can actually put a price on, what's the price of a sheep? Because I remember Maureen's dad talking to the farmer and he's like, listen, I'll get you a couple of sheep, don't shoot the fucking dog. The dog's a pedigree fucking Black Labrador. It costs a fortune. Price of a sheep. This is where it all starts. Which is a sheep? Fuck me, it's only £6. Fuck on my buck one. That's the time. Reindeer might be the new sexy thing. How much to pay for sheep? What's a good price? Price will depend very much on the breed. Right, well, obviously, cockface. 80, my registered pedigree ewes, or whatever way I call cheese set. £80 a sheep. Well, I mean, you could definitely buy about probably fucking, you know, 5 or 6 sheep for the price of one dog. There's one says 180. Jesus Christ. Literally a prostitute would be cheaper, guys. Now, Why am I looking this up? Oh yeah, we're talking about the dog. She's like fucking, oh my god, it's such a nightmare having a dog. And we're just like, yeah. And everyone tried to tell me, you know, oh man, be prepared to be fucking sleep deprived. It is amazing. I said this last week. It's amazing people still have fucking babies. Like, it's crazy. It's fucking mad. But then you do look at it and you go, that looks like me. And then you feel great about it. It is amazing. But yeah, my sister was literally like, I think we might actually have to rehome this dog. She's like, we came down in the morning and the puppy is 8 weeks old or 9 weeks old or something. And we came down in the morning and he'd actually pooed in his crate. And he got excited when he seen us and he started doing his little foot dance. And he basically danced all through the poo. And I was like, yeah. It's a fucking puppy. That's what happens. It's like, I just can't abide. I just can't see that turning out well if he just keeps carrying on like that and just pooing everywhere. And you're like, yeah, it's a puppy. Like, there will be shite everywhere. Also, you know, it's a puppy. It's not like a baby or something. It's way less hassle. No, I think it's actually more hassle than a baby. Is it though? Does the dog wear nappies? Does it scream the fucking house down all the time? Definitely not. Crazy person. Although one of the, someone who's a girl that's on my Facebook or my Instagram, she sent I put a photo up of the dog and then she sent a picture and she's like, oh, you should get one of these. It's a blue roan or something. Some type of cocker spaniel. Like, I put up a photo of my sister's dog, which she just paid fucking £700 for. And she's like, oh, you should, instead of that one, you should get a blue roan. They're way better. But they eat your socks. And I'm like, I wrote back to her, I was like, oh, well, I told my sister this information. And she immediately took it out the back and smashed its brain in with a fucking rolling pin. Do you ever get that when people are just like, oh man, put up a photo, got a new car. Man, you shouldn't have bought that. You should have bought this version. And you're like, yeah, but I bought this. Do you know what I mean? It's happening to fucking everyone. It's happening to Maureen at the minute. You know what I mean? Going into the hospital and people are like, well, at least you're not bloody blah. And you're like, yes, but this is happening. You know, Maureen's dad lost his fucking pinky in a fucking, on a drill, like last year. You know, fairly traumatizing. And everyone's like, well, could have been worse. You could have lost your hand. And you're like, yeah, everything could be worse if you think about it. I mean, that's such a fucking old person thing to say, old Irish person. Ah, you lost your leg. Well, just at least you still have the one. Yeah, but my fucking leg is missing. You know what I'm saying? That's what people kept saying to him. Nah, sure, you could have lost your hand. You're like, yeah, but either way, a drill ripped my finger off. Ripped it clean off. Not cut it off, sliced it off. Pulled it off, basically. Fucking pulled it clean, eh? Well, you could have fucking decapitated it. Yeah, of course I could have, but this happened to me now. You know what I mean? Hey, can I get an ambulance here quickly? What happened? I got hit by a car. Well, you could have been hit by a truck. And you'd have been fucking clean fucked. Well, of course, yeah. And a piano could have fallen out of a fucking building and smashed me to pieces. You know what I mean? Or lions could have hit my asshole. But at this particular moment, a car hit me. So can you fucking send it out, you prick? Speaking of lorries hitting you, somebody sent me a photo earlier and it was from Mo Robinson's Facebook because for some motherfucking reason, this cunt's thing is still... for fuck's sake. This cunt's fucking Facebook is still live and people are just going back through the tweets and you're just like, or back through the posts and you're like, oh mate, I know there's people probably don't think he's guilty and there's probably mates with him, people probably know him, you know what I mean? This country's that fucking small, but like you read some of the fucking Facebook comments and you're like, oh bro, jail might have been inevitable for you, sir. You know what I mean? Your lorry gets caught with a bunch of dead fucking... immigrants in it, and people who are being trafficked, who even knows what the fucking crack is, you know, and you're like, I fucking hate foreigners, fucking send them back, the fuck, I hate them all. Then under the comments it was literally like, I don't even mind Fenians, at least some of Fenians are getting cracked. And you're like, oh god, get in jail anyway. Anyhow, somebody sent me a picture, and this is, I'll read it to you. Apparently this was, Christ the night. Apparently this was on his Facebook. I'm gonna throw, oh, what about the burps right in the mic, guys? This is from his Facebook. I was like, is this real? It says, just walk past Barry the Blender coming out of O2 in Craigavon. Whatever possessed him to make the trip to Craigavon. And that's from 2011. And I shared that on the IG, aka the Instagram. And I wrote, sure, what possesses a man to take any trip, really? The prospect of a better life? An iPhone 6. Now that's very funny. Because it was 2011 and it probably was something like an iPhone 6. But isn't that wild? But here, this is the thing. Everybody's seen Barry the Blender videos. Unfortunately. That's wild. Imagine you listen to the podcast. Man, don't like you fucking disrespecting the fact that I knew you'd appreciate it. Oh, Colin Geddes is too funny. Saw him Saturday night. Was nearly vomiting up. Was laughing so hard. That's what I want. You know what I mean? I don't want you to come out and go, it's all right. Like, oh, it's whatever. I want people to fucking choke to death laughing. That's what I want. You know what I'm saying? Dear, dear. So, what else I want to talk about? I'm not too sure. Need to write some goddamn material. Except the cookies. You see, this is the point where I would normally hit questions, but what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to save them for the next thing. I wonder, did I see if any questions that weren't actually fucking. Also, I put up a post earlier. I was like, what shoe should I wear at the SSC Arena when I do my show? And everyone was chipping in. And then Stephen Ferris, ex Ulster, Ireland, British Lion, slagged off my shoes. He goes, well, fucking not the ones you're wearing anyway. And I'm like, hey, watch your fucking mouth, Ferris, right? You big Aryan looking bastard. For fuck's sake. Anyway, I'm still taking suggestions. I'm thinking the sort of dunks, the low dunks. What are the orange label or something? All white with a gum sole. You know what I mean? Bold move. Bold fucking move. Right, so one second here. We got questions on the Patreon. Patreon.com, which I will just answer on a separate thing. But what I might do is I'll take any little topics that... Oh, wow, here we are. Load comments. Load more comments. Mm-hmm. What does that say? What is this? Oh, well, no one really asked a question on that. Sorry, a lot of dead time there. A lot of dead air to them this week's podcast. Yes. I don't really know what else to talk about. I did watch a bunch of shit during the week. There was, first of all, I've been watching a lot of shit in the middle of the night, like just looking after this fucking baby. I was watching Anthony Bourdain the other day, and there's one episode where he's in Senegal, and I was like, bro, do I have a boner watching this or what? Some of the fuck, like, let me, Senegalese wrestling. Bro, you want to fucking pull the wire yourself? Look up Senegalese wrestling. Now, you think of, you're like, this is Africa, you know, where there's no food or whatever. And then you see these cunts and you're like, how the fuck are they that size? Every single one of them looks like Francis Ngannou or something. Giant fucking black dudes. Fully fucking ripped. You're like, this is wild, man. Look at this guy. This guy looks like a black version of me. Just fucking chunky as shit, bro. And then all the women, you were just like, they just all look like fucking like Serena Williams. You're like, this place is incredible. And then Bourdain's talking away and he's like, yeah, they've like a load of fucking different, you know, religions and stuff, but there's never like any religious wars about over it. They just get along all fine. And I'm like, fucking hell, we could probably learn a lot from Senegal. As in how to be an absolute beefcake when all you're eating is goat blood. Look at the fucking size of these. Behold the Man Mountain, nicknamed Yakini. Look up that cunt. Y-E-K-I-N-I. That's my goddamn Halloween outfit sorted. That guy is beef, like. And you know when he takes that loincloth off, donged up. They should allow that. They should be like, this is Senegalese wrestling. He goes, do you want handle or no handle? And he's like, well, let's go handle. And that means they just don't wear pants and they just have an extra limb. I mean, some of these cunts, you could slap an arm bar onto one of these guys' dicks, like, for sure. It was in the third round and he threw up a triangle around my penis, which is about the thickness of a human neck. What is this accent? It is hard to tell. He's all of a sudden, he is a Russian man from the mafia who also dabbles in Senegalese wrestling. And the buttocks. Check out the buttocks on this chap. I mean, no wonder like bodybuilders paint themselves like borderline black because, you know, they go real dark with a tan because the muscles do show up better. Am I erect? Yes. I wonder, can you just type in like Senegalese hot chicks? Oh, fuck. Yeah, not so much. There's a girl there who looks like Akon that just has one tit out. So there you go. I don't know why I went down that road. Weird. But I was watching, there was on in the background, so I wasn't really paying attention to it. But like, there was that documentary about your guy Bikram, you know, from Bikram Yoga. And you're just like, always with the creepers. You know what I mean? Anything that becomes a cult, it's like, it is absolutely not. Don't be silly. It is not about sex. I don't need to force myself on any of these women. I can have sex with any women I want. And then all the stories are like, well, he basically raped me. And then, but he was so brainwashed. He was like brainwashing all these people. He wanted to be like yoga instructors. This girl told us, I mean, this is, these people are so fucking sick, but you're like, do they go on a course to learn how to be so manipulative, or is it just in them? You're like, do you just be evil and it makes you good at like fucking mind tricks? This girl was like, oh yeah, he aggressively tried to kiss me, which I mean is, I've never been fucking sexually assaulted, but I can imagine the kissing might nearly be the fucking worst bit. You know, like that fucking Savile documentary where the girl was like, oh yeah, I was in the children's hospital and was sick. And, you know, Savile's running around the outside, you know, raising funds or whatever, and then he bounces through the window and just fucking stuck his tongue in my mouth. And you're like, imagine Jimmy Savile on his fucking 20th cigar of the day, not a glass of water in sight. Every tooth is like a fucking just old limpet shell. And then he sticks his tongue in your mouth. You'd be like, bro, stick your fist in my anus before you do that shit. But the Bikram guy's like he's so like, I can have sex with any woman in the world. I can do sex to any of them. It is fine. And then he's walking around in like a fucking, let me just see, what's the guy's actual name? Bikram Chowdhury. What's up? Which is funny because that's his first name, which is be like, imagine I owned a thing and I was like, it is called Carlin Yoga. Welcome to Carlin Yoga. There he is in the small. Also, all of these, see, creep. Red flag for creeps, number one, right? You're bald, but you've got long hair. Do you know what I'm saying? You got that Bill Bailey hair. This guy, look at him. Just sweating on people. God knows what he smelled like. Just rubbing on cunts, you know what I mean? What a weirdo. My name is Bikram Chowdhury. Fuck's sake. There was a woman being interviewed, she was Indian, and I can't do the accent, but she was like, bloody, bloody, by the way, how racist is this? My dad would call Indian people on call center lines Delta Deltas, because they would ring up and be like, hello, Mr. Gerdes, I'm from fucking bloody blah, I'm from BT. And then fucking, I wonder if I still have that Killed by a Panther bit. I should put that up. He's like, talking away. And they'd be like, could you spell your name, please? And he'd be like, G-E-D-D-I-S. And they'd be like, is there the G for whatever, E for whatever? And then they'd be like, Delta Delta. And my dad called them Delta Deltas. He'd be like, fucking Delta Deltas were on the phone again. And I'm like, you're such a racist. But it's sometimes when you're old, it's funny. Welcome, Delta Delta. But this woman's talking, she's like, Delta Delta, Delta Delta Delta, touch my private parts. And I fucking near died. Bloody blah, da 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 da, but da da, touch my private parts. Something, 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 talking away, bloody, bloody, blah, finger in my doot. Something, something, da 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 da, do something, 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 touch my blood without my fucking, my permission. So, we'll finish on this. Perineum sunning is the latest insanity wellness influence. Is the latest insanity wellness influencer swear by? Hey, punctuate that. Because you both. I need to go to a fucking optician. And also, I think I might be borderline dyslexic. Because sometimes I look at a page of words and it looks like a fucking magic eye. The hottest trend gripping wellness diehards is tanning their butts or perineum sunning. Fuck clean air. That's not even an article. That's Reddit. I don't know how to work Reddit. And there you go, because I'm old. Sunning your taint. Sunning. This is fucking demented. I'm trying to get an article about it. Sorry, you probably went deaf there. Remember that time someone copped... Oh, this is definitely Australian, is it? Remember the fucking time Shailene Woodley copped to giving a vagina a little bit of vitamin D? Yeah, someone just topped that suggestion in a big way. The wellness micro-influencer named Metaphysical Megan set the internet on fire when she posted a photo of herself sunbathing. And no, people were outraged by the fact that she was tanning despite skin risks. It was her pose and her explanation for it that grabbed everyone's attention. She was in some variation of her of Happy Baby, totally naked, because she was tanning her perineum. Gotta get sun inside that taint. There she is there, getting a bit of fucking... She's grabbing her feet and pulling them back, and the sun is just glistening off that taint. You don't see the taint, but like, oh my god, what a fucking looper. Like, technically speaking, the perineum is the area between the anus and the scrotum or vulva. Metaphysical Megan's post originally appeared on her feed last month, but it turned up on Twitter the other day in a viral tweet. The caption, people out there butt-chugging sunlight. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things go into your body quicker via the anus. Megan would describe the practice as a little differently, sorry. The caption to her original photo reads, 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole is the equivalent of a day full of sunlight with your clothes on. Backed up by nothing. She includes a whole list of benefits of taint tanning, more energy, better sleep, a boost in creativity. Honestly, she makes a convincing argument. What the fuck are you talking about? I was recently interviewed for an article on this, so I thought I'd share more. Perineum sunning is an ancient, no it's not, Taoist practice. In Taoism, is that how you say that? The perineum or Hui Yin? It's called the gate of life and death. I fucking came right in there and fucking stuck about in his fucking Hui Yin. I'm going to say that. Do you know what I mean? Say that when you're getting intimate with your partners, you know? Oh, yeah. Oh, just stick your finger in my Hui Yin. This gateway where energy enters and exits the body. Oh, don't sign me up, bro. No thanks. Back to browsing. I first learned about the perineum sunning through my studies of Taoism. Full of shit. The benefits of perineum sunning include it brings in prana or solar energy from the sun to the organs. Full of shit. You know what I'm saying? Increases creativity and creative output. No, it fucking doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Imagine sitting in a fucking writer's room and you're like, man, how do we finish this script? And some guy's like, guys, this is going to sound crazy, but why don't we all just fucking take a smoke break and take our pants off, you know what I mean? And put our taints towards the sun. Me too. Hashtag me too. Increases creativity. AIDS. Yeah, give you AIDS. AIDS a healthy libido and balanced sexual energy. I mean, like, if you were fucking pulling your taint out around a bunch of other naked people, you'd be like, suddenly my libido seems like it's about to bust white all over the place. I'm also going to start saying that. About to bust white. 30 seconds of sunlight in the perineum is the equivalent to being in sun all day with your clothes on. Says fucking who? Do you know what I mean? And then there's going to be... This is going to fucking just... It's going to... My experience with perineum sun... I mean, is there going to be ads for like fucking... You know, Nivea fucking sunscreen? It's like... Hey, protect your kids in the sunlight, da-da-da-da-da, jumping in a pool, reveal your skin, and blah-de-blah. And don't forget, if you're sunning Uranus, we now have anal balm. You know those things that cricketers do on their lips? Yeah, that's what you do. When you've rolled back with your fucking legs behind your head, you just go, you know, just around the fucking button. Also, not everyone's asshole is intact. You might get someone who'd be like, oh, I'm a bit of a gaper. And the next minute you're an A&E going, can you put a bit of aloe vera inside my fucking caker, please? Because I got sunburnt on it. I've seen fucking, you know, you go to Tenerife and the fucking pigs that come back from Tenerife on a Ryanair flight. And you know, like, someone's going to be like, can you bring me, you know, ding, hit the button. Bing. Hey, love, can you bring me two Gordon's and fucking tonic? And also, do you want to have a wee glassy ice? Because our Karen was sunning her fucking gooch there and accidentally she's got a blister on her shitster there. Do you have a wee bit of ice for her? You know what I mean? You're like walking, you find a wee circular bit of fucking sunburn skin in the toilets and you're like, bleh. And you might only be able to absorb sun, you know, if you're taking really good care of your taint. You know what I mean? There'd be some fucking swamp donkeys out there where you're just like, you know, they've got the arse. They've got the full downstairs of just a fucking Turkish deadlifter. And they're like, well, I tried it, but, you know, I haven't shaved down there in a wee while, so to be honest with you, that'll just burn in my hamstrings. in exclamation marks, the intention of this is not to tan your butthole. Sunscreen is not required, and all you need is 30 seconds of sun exposure. The ideal hours of the day to do this are between 7 and 9 a.m. Now, I thought that was going to say p.m., and I was going to be like, oh, is the best time to get sunlight during the day? Now, the alternative is you put a mag light up your hole. Do you know what I'm saying? Some of them, especially if you get the travel size one, it's about the size of an anus, and you just literally just click it and just put it right against your shitter. So there you go. Now, I don't know whose aim it is to actually tan your butthole, because you find me a butthole that doesn't already look tanned. You find me an asshole. Hey, you find me an asshole or a fucking taint or a ball bag or a cock that doesn't look like it's already had 70 years of hard sunlight. Do you know what I'm saying? No one has a cock. No one has an asshole where it's like plain skin, where you're like, this could do with a tan. Your asshole, I mean, I'm white as shit. I'm the fat Voldemort, you know what I'm saying? The only bit of my body that looks like it's had sun is my asshole and my ball bag. And my dick shaft. People would see me and go, Colin, you don't need to fucking do this bit of thing. Here's what you need to do. Lie on your back, pull your legs over your head, and put a little cloth over the only bits that look tanned, which is your dot, your nut bag, and your cock shaft. My dick looks like a sweet potato. And that brings us to the end of this podcast. Now, guys, thanks for coming out to the retreat where we're going to sun the perineums, a.k.a. the gooch, a.k.a. the taint. We're going to get some sun on it. If you want to remove your undercrackers and we can throw your legs above your head. And, Colin, have you done this before? No, mate, I haven't. Well, it's strange because it looks like you've really got a decent tan on your fucking balloon knot and your scrotum and your cock shaft. The rest of your body looks like fucking milk, but your dick looks like it's nice and tanned. You look like you've got a Runcil anus. Pop your fucking trunks back on, mate, and see you at the bar. Saying that, it's so fucking dull in Northern Ireland right now, I would fucking take a bit of sun to the tent. And that's about it. Anyway, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, guys. If you want to sign up to the Patreon, help support the podcast, keeps us in equipment, keeps the balls rolling. I will answer all your questions on Patreon. And it'll be uploaded as an exclusive video. And that's about it, guys. You know what I'm saying? We'll try and do that every Monday. It's basically the same amount of content, split up into two. But up the bloody hoods, guys. Keep your fucking taints tanned. Lavery's tomorrow night. Check shine.net for all the tickets. And the Odyssey have released more tickets if you want to check that out. The new merch is on the way. And I'm about to squirt. It's very tidy. So that's us, guys. Cheers for listening. I'm literally talking right now. If you sign up to the Patreon, we get your name. And then we can accept you onto the Dead On Mafia page. That's going to, just by default, get a lot more content going on it now. So there you go, guys. We're creating some exclusive content for the Patreon folk. And I'll shut this off. I'll go answer some motherfucking questions and talk about some topics. So cheers for listening, and we'll see you next week, guys. Big love. If you're a new listener, shout out. I've had a few people saying they've just discovered the podcast, which, for some reason, I feel like everyone that's found the podcast has found it already, but we keep getting new people. Give us a shout, share. You know, we'll have a wee chat or whatever. And cheers to everyone who's been listening. The real Dead All Mafia, the OG Dead All Mafia guys, the Dons. You know what I mean? But we're out of here. Cheers for listening. Big fucking kisses, you fucking bitches.